setiap cinta hatiku untukmu.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's Ministry of Transmigration has deployed Patriot Expedition Team to map the economic potential of 154 transmigration areas. Director General of Economic Development and Community Empowerment Felix Wanggai on August the 18th, 2025 said the program aims to transform transmigration zones into new economic centers. The youngest participant is a 19-year-old student from Papua, while the youngest team leader is a 24-year-old from 10 November Institute of Technology in Surabaya. Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has issued a weather warning for the entire country, especially Jakarta and surrounding areas. On August the 19th, the heavy thunderstorms are expected across districts of Jakarta, with the temperatures ranging from 23 to 28 Celsius degrees. The agency also warns of potential coastal flooding in Central Java and predicts varying rain situations across major islands, including Sumatra, Java, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Maluku, and Papua. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, or maybe you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia on voanews.id and the application RRI Digital. This time, I'm Steve Wolbin here with you with more information coming from the country. So make sure to stay tuned with us on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, still on voanews.id and the application RRI Digital. And to kick off today's program, here is the banner with Karnadia or Because of Her. Stay tuned on RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Sekeras apapun aku berpikir, apakah semua yang terjadi ini benar? Saling lupa satu dan lainnya. Ada lagi rasa kasih sayang yang pernah ku rasa. Ku coba untuk terus berpikir. Rasa semua yang terjadi ini salah. Alam sudah rasa kasih sayang. Tak ada hanya percaya pada orang baru dikenal.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Slow down, baby. Take it easy, just let it flow.
Hari kau mulai ajakku berkencan, hingga waktu malam tiba kau ucapkan yang tak kuduga. Sungguh sulit ku percaya kau nyatakan cinta.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archi Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yofi Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archi Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archi Widianto and Yofi Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening!
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya. Sebatas mata harap lebih. Ini bertahan untuk setia. Mengapa kau datang dan menggoda? Untuk aku, oh, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya.
Yeah. part, we ain't never ever be. Wish we could break a limit, but I ain't hoping no more.
인도네시아 is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, right now let's check the weather for today from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. So basically, for a lot of places, as you heard in the newsline, that so many places are warned about the oncoming storm. Not really storm, by the way, just rain here and there. And here is the rain starting from the afternoon and also evening for today. And it seems that rain is forecasted to be falling upon Denpasar in Bali, Central Jakarta, Gorontalo, Bandung, and also Yogyakarta. And some other places including Pangkal Pinang, Samarinda, Pontianak, Surabaya, Semarang, and also so many other places are going to be raining today, like Palembang, and then Manado, Palu, Mamuju, Makassar, Sorong, Nabire, and even in Jayawijaya and also Jayapura. And besides rain with light intensity, the ones with heavy ones, the heavy rains will be falling upon Banjarbaru, Serang, and also Tanjung Pinang. So please be more careful when you are commuting, especially if you know that some places are prone to be inundated. You should be updating your information about the traffic, especially by using a lot of social media accounts. Just do your own research about the traffic and also possible flooding and disasters across you, because well, Indonesians are so active on the social media, and it will save a life if you check it. And even if the Indonesia is forecasted to be raining at a lot of places, but some places are going to be sunny yet a little bit cloudy, including in Banda Aceh and then in Bengkulu and in Kupang. So that's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. And of course, more from Indonesia is still coming for you. And the next one will be by 10 to 5 with Tak Akan Hilang or Not Going to Lose.
Terima kasih. something to say to you. Never gonna fade away, the feelings, the love for you. Everlasting, the love will stay forever and ever till we get older. Even though my ears will be thin and it's turning gray, my obligation, no manipulation, written in so many premonitions. The love I gave for you is sacred, girl. So sacred, it got so many friction.
Various types of traditional drinks to warm up the body. For example, on the island of Java, there are bandrek and wedang ronde drinks. This drink made from ginger is also known in Maluku, but the people there know it as air guraka or air goraka. Air guraka is made from red ginger, coconut sugar, and walnuts. Initially, the red ginger is cleaned and then cut into pieces. The ginger is then boiled with coconut sugar, pandan leaves, and a little cinnamon. Once cooked, the ginger water is poured into a glass, then sprinkled with chopped walnuts. When you drink it, the hot and warm taste of the ginger is felt in your throat. This warm taste mixes with the sweet taste of coconut sugar. To make it more delicious, air guraka is also added with milk. The addition of milk makes the ginger texture smooth and soft. Air guraka is the favorite drink for the people of Maluku, especially North Halmahera, when relaxing in the afternoon. While drinking guraka, it is accompanied with fried bananas. The typical fried bananas of North Halmahera use a type of duck-mouthed banana. The shape is long, curved, and slender, not as wide as a banana in general, because the banana is called the duck's mouth banana or mulubebe. The guraka water has its own benefits. Apart from being able to warm the body, this traditional drink is also believed to melt fat, relieve sore throats, and to have the effect of strengthening immunity. This traditional drink is easy to find in various regions in Maluku. Most of the sellers sell this drink at night, because the benefits are felt when enjoyed at night. The price is relatively cheap. The guraka water is sold from 6,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per glass, while the duck's mouth banana is sold for 10,000 rupiah per plate.
Percaya cerita tentang kamu sudah menjadi makananku. Putus lagi, nyambung lagi, ribut lagi, baik lagi. Kau menangis di pundakku, di pelukanku. Maafkan aku jadi suka salahkanmu. Awalnya curhat, lama-lama ku cemburu. Maafkan aku yang mengharapkan cintamu. Bila belum saatnya, ku sabar menunggu. Bila masih bersama, tunggu kau putus.
Some updates from Indonesian Stock Exchange or IDX today, that the trade was opened with a positive remark, which is strengthening 6.97 points or 0.0% into the level 7,905.35. Meanwhile, the top 45 stocks or LQ45, it was experiencing some negative sentiment, aka decreasing 1.26 points or 0.15% into the level 819.80.
Jika kami bersama, nyalakan tanda bahaya. Jika kami berpesta, hening akan terpecah. Aku, dia, dan mereka, memang kita memang beda. Tak perlu berpura-pura, memang begini adanya. Dan kami di sini akan terus bernyanyi. Musik akan menghentak, anda akan
di garis depan. Aku berteriak lantang untuk jiwa yang hilang, untuk mereka yang selalu tersingkirkan. Ketika tiada tempat lagi untuk berlari.
Listener, after this song by Superman Is Dead with Jika Kami Bersama, We Are Together, you'll be listening to a story about Shadow Puppet or Wayang Kulit.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India.
Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui.
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example,
sifatnya baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect, but in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad, but not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Para
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet
100
must
negara
be and Karawitan classical wayang. Japanese music wayang art are actually sendiri. Already popular yeah, worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought Karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Kita berbasic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art Ravanas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah
karya. Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like.
Artinya,
from 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. Runa. In the era of G30 as BKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih banyak
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia, saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Senyap hening dan membisu. Kau datangi aku dan segunung itu merayu, menggoda, membuat tak berdaya, terhanyut di buah indahnya dunia. Tentang kita api asmara membara,
tersakiti.